President-elect Obama takes office in just a few days. Or, more formally, the term of 4 years shall commence on the 20th day of January. That's a part of the federal statutes, which often speak with a less giddy voice than ordinary people do. But those federal statutes do more than simply pinpoint the day of the presidential inauguration. They also give us insight into some pretty nice perks that come with the presidency. Of course, there's a decent salary, $400,000 paid by law in monthly installments. I say decent, by the way, because even though the salary has doubled in recent times, it's probably less than Senator Obama would have been making had he kept working at the hotshot Chicago law firm where he met his wife. The president doesn't have to use that salary for incidentals arising from the job, of course. Under another statute, one titled Traveling Expenses, Congress can appropriate up to $100,000 for the president's travels to be used in the discretion of the president and accounted for on his certificate solely. Another statute authorizes both the intriguing official entertainment expenses of the president and the somewhat boring sums for the upkeep of air conditioning, heating, and lighting at the White House, including, just to be clear, electric power and fixtures. Then there's the all-purpose assistance to the president for unanticipated needs. The money, up to $1 million, is supposed to go toward the furtherance of the national interest, security, or defense. So it's not an open-ended sort of thing, and the president must explain all such expenditures to Congress. But the presidency is about more than money, of course, even in a perk sense. Putting aside the prestige and the power, what lawyer also gets a big old historic mansion to live in for the duration of the job? Again, the law explains the precise presidential perk here. The president shall be entitled also to use of the furniture and other effects belonging to the United States and kept in the executive residence at the White House. And lest anyone get any ideas about modern plastic stuff, by statute, the White House is supposed to be a repository for the best specimens of early American furniture. Congress didn't trust the president or his family to make those calls. They're not supposed to be the judges of what's best in early American and what isn't. Instead, a committee of art historians has full power to select and pass on donated articles alleged to be the best. Furniture itself, in fact, is given perhaps the most attention in the relevant White House statutes. In addition to provenance and value, all furniture purchased for the use of the executive residence at the White House, the law mandates, shall be, as far as practicable, of domestic manufacture. And it's not up to the Obamas to keep track of all those niceties. Another statute explains that the housekeeper is responsible for all public property in the executive residence. So when President-elect Obama takes office later this month, he takes on more than what people say is the most important job in the world. He'll have a decent salary, pocket change for his travels, and a mansion to tend to, too, with all the early American trimmings. I'm Amy Guida.